There we go. There we go. There we go. There we go. It's connected to the wrong thing. Good morning. Hey, y'all. Good morning. How y'all doing this morning? Oof. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, trouble what troubles me. Trouble what troubles me. Good morning. I ain't gonna be able to yell and scream. But we're gonna let God be God. Hey, y'all, good morning. Ooh, telling y'all, I've been a coffee guru lately. Good morning. Oh, it's so good. Hold on. Oh, Tiff, I'm amazing. Yeah, we had nine games this weekend. Man, life is beautiful. So I sound worse than I feel. So I'm just grateful for God restoring my voice and doing all he's doing. Yesterday, we didn't get in Sunday night till late. And after playing all we played, I just said, you know what, I'm going to take off and rest and try to get these vocal cords. Come on, y'all, share the video and try to get these vocal cords where they need to be. And they're still not there yet, but they come in. Come on, show, share, 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 share. Somebody's waiting on you. Oof. To share. I'm gonna give you something God gave me. about this new season. And in the new season, you're gonna have to have a new heart. Woo! Come on, come on. In this new season, you have that new heart. Oh, God, I thank you. God, I bless you. God, I praise you. In this new season, you're going to have a new heart. God, come on. Come on. This morning, I was praying. I'm going to drop a reel a little bit later. And just saying, Lord, speak to my heart. Speak to my heart. Remembering that out of my heart flows. Woo! And so if I'm going into a new season, I'm going to have a new heart. And the heart that managed me last season can't manage me this season. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. My God, come on, come on. Do a new thing in my heart. Ooh. Lord, do a new thing in my heart, because I found out that, I'm just being honest, I found out that still in my heart, there are some trust issues in particular areas of my life. Like, listen, And if you're not aware, woo, of what's in your heart, it'll be hard for you to trust God with your heart. My God. And sometimes we judge the heart. For we judge the heart according to the standard of our living and where we're comfortable. And there's another level of, that God needs to get to in your heart in order for you to traverse or to overcome in this new season. Because if not, old facets of you will transition into the new season. And that old heart will mess this new thing up. So this is personal. This is personal. And we mutter, we say these things. I mean, creating me a clean heart, renew a steadfast spirit, but we don't even know what that means. And there are some things that we have held sacred. There are some offense that we have held sacred in our heart. Woo! There are some idols that we have held sacred in our heart. There are some ways that we handle life, and we just they matters of the heart, right? God's word is very clear, Tiff, on the condition of your heart, because it's critical with how you walk. So when David was before God, saying, create in me a clean heart. Ooh, that wasn't just rhetoric. Ooh, that wasn't just fancy. God. So this morning I was up and I'm like, Lord, I need you to speak to my heart. Because sometimes anxiety, fear, worry, doubt, skepticism, and my experiences tend to lead me. And I'm over a version of me that I've lived in, that I've settled in, when I know you have the capacity to do a new thing with me and to do a new thing in me. We've been celebrating this new thing. A new thing. We've been celebrating it too. Lord, do a new thing. We've been, Lord, do a new thing. Lord, do a new thing. But still handling things in old ways. So then anytime the Lord reveals to us something new in our heart, sometimes we'll challenge him. Take a deep breath. So let's go over to Matthew 6. Father God, open the eyes of our understanding. Do not let your word be rhetoric. Do not let us quote scripture without revelation. Ooh. Do not just let us sound like we have sound doctrine, but there is no movement. Ooh. Open us up to new understanding. My God. My God. Open us up to new understanding. My God, teach us how to seek your kingdom first. My God, my God. Teach us how to seek your kingdom first. Woo! Yeah, that's good. Kirby said, help me to release all offenses and unforgiveness in my heart so I can be a better me. My God. Let my response in this season to situations that feel familiar. fear. Ooh, go above my understanding. Let my response to situations that may seem familiar go beyond my understanding. Help my heart to align with your will. Every fracture, every fragmented place, every dark place, every stony place, every hard place, every hidden place. Lord, I really need you to do a new thing. Woo! Help me to go above my understanding and forgiveness. Help me to go above my understanding and love. Woo! You know, when Jesus was on the Sermon on the Mount, he said, blessed is the peacekeeper, peacemaker. I always say it's a maker and a keeper. You need to be a maker and a keeper. That's what I always say. He meant blessed is the peacemaker, peacekeeper. Lord, woo! Help my heart know a new measure of peace, so that I can make it and I can keep it. Ooh. If I'm gonna walk this out, I need you to do something new in my heart. Ooh. Matthew 6 and 21, it says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So Lord, then the next verse says, the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. So if the light within you is darkness, how deep is that darkness? Woo! So Lord, if I have stored unforgiveness in my heart as a treasure, Take notes. Sometimes it's not about making comments. Sometimes it's just take notes. take notes. So if I treasure unforgiveness, woo! I treasure it. I got it on repeat what you did. Woo! If I treasure unforgiveness, I'm finna go. If I treasure unforgiveness, then guess what? Forgiveness. If I treasure unforgiveness, I'll plan unforgiveness. Because I treasure it. Because I've held on to it. Because I've justified it. Because I've called it a boundary. Because I've said it was protection. I'll steward it as if it's right. So if I treasure, so what he said, he says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So if I treasure, I wrote something out a long time ago, Shamika. I made a decision that I was not, that offense is a choice. That offense is a choice. Like offense is a decision. And I made a long time, I made a decision a long time ago that I will not live in offense. That I will not live in offense. Just, well, when we treasure and protect unforgiveness, it does become abundant. Woo! Because whatever we sow multiplies. Every seed reproduces after its own kind. So it will become abundance in our heart towards everything, because every seed reproduces after its own kind. Everything in the kingdom is in seed form. Even the things that I sow into it. So if I treasure unforgiveness in my heart, then perhaps the abundance of what I'm reaping is because of what I've sown. So this is wherever treasure is, your heart lies also. If I've stored offense in my heart, if I treasure being offended, if I treasure being offended, if I treasure being angry, if I hold on to it as a prideful thing, if I hold on to it as it's the right thing to do, if I call it a boundary. This morning somebody had did something to me, and my normal response would be to plot how I'm going to handle them. And I simply said, Lord, show me how to respond today. Lord, don't allow me to come to my own defense. Don't allow me to come to my own defense. Show me how to respond today. Woo! Because if the evidence of the kingdom is grace and mercy, let it flow out of my lips today. If I treasure grace, it's going to be in my heart. If my heart is there. If I treasure mercy, my heart is there. Woo! Come on, y'all. If I treasure it, woo! If I treasure mercy, if I treasure grace, my heart is there. Then my first response, my first inclination is going to tend to be grace and mercy instead of offense and unforgiveness. That's why what I mutter, it matters. Come on. He's slow walking us. He tender this morning. It's not an evasive surgery. He tender. He's slow walking us. He know he has to. Oh, the heart is so fragile. Proverbs 4:20, Solomon says, my son, pay attention to my words. Listen closely to my saying. Don't lose sight of them. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them. So I'm going to find the new life in the close sayings that are in my heart. Ooh! I want new life. I want new beginnings. Good. Then it's gonna be in the close sayings that are in my heart. Ooh! For they are life to those who find them, and health to your whole body. If what we meditate on is what we treasure, then these sayings are producing. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, but often your tongue is reflective of your deep-seated belief system that's in your heart. So if I treasure unforgiveness, If I treasure offense, may I hold it with value. Woo! It's producing something inside of me that's determining the health, my spiritual health, woo, how I see and live, what I produce and say, how I move around, how I handle myself, how I handle others. Then he goes on to say, he says, guard your heart above all else, for it is the source of your life. This is a source of your life. It's a source of your life. Your heart is a source of your life. Woo! This thing deep. Your heart is a source of your life. Come on, my note. My heart is the source of my life. My heart is the source of my life. So perhaps I can't go long because this too deep. Can't go too long because it's too deep, right? But the resurrecting power that lives inside of us, ooh, is about to disrupt every lie we ever told ourselves. It's about to disrupt a false belief system. It's about to disrupt a guarded truth that we have protected. Woo! That's not allowing us to live the abundant life. Because his word says, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. So the heart is the source of my life. My heart is the source of my life. So perhaps, what I'm guarding in my heart, what I treasure, what I've held on to, what I speak on, is setting course and direction to what I experience. I'm finna go. I'm back. Bye. It's off. So when he says, my son, pay attention to my words. Listen closely to my sayings. Don't lose sight of them. Keep this within your heart. For they are light to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Guard your heart above all else, for it is the source of your life. Woo. So I can't protect the unforgiveness because it's becoming the source to my life. And I can't protect the offense. I can't treasure it because it's becoming the source of my life. I can't keep protecting it. Can't keep letting it lay there. Can't keep holding on to it because it's becoming the source of my life. And I can't even repeat it anymore. It's become the source of my life. Can I give you the next part of this verse? It says, don't let your mouth speak dishonestly, and don't let your lips talk deviously. Let your eyes look forward. Fix your gaze straight ahead. Carefully consider the path of your feet, and all your ways will be established. Come on, let's pray. Come on, we're gonna pray and confess. Yesterday, one of me and my sister girlfriends was talking, and she said something so powerful, and I know it was true because it's what God has been showing me. She said, we are in a new era, not a new season. Seasons can change. Eras are for long periods of time. Well, every word God has given us for the buildup is still the now. It will be effortless, ridiculous favor, bonuses. He'll move swiftly, divine doors of opportunity. All of that is happening in the now. Immediate favor. Another one of our sisters that joins the devotion a little later, she just got her loans. Somebody else got a job. Like just everything in a new era. And so we're going to have to steward the new era, Irish. We're going to have to take care of this new era with a new heart. I cannot afford for any parts of the old me to go any further. You cannot afford for any parts of the old you to go any further. So when we pray and ask God to clean up our heart today, we mean it. When we ask him today to clean up our heart, we just put words out there. You will not be as effective as you need to be if you don't allow him to come in and circumcise. Woo! Allow him to come in and circumcise. Allow him to come in and do something different in you. Give him permission to pull and remove those things that are so unlike him. Give him permission to speak to your heart. My God. So that you can move into this with new understanding, with new ways of seeing, because our heart is also our eyes. Woo! How we see has a lot to do with. There'll be no wasted time in this moment. There'll be no wasted time. There'll be no wasted time. I promise you're not going to even want to waste time. So, Lord, I thank you for the things that suddenly occur in my heart. And Ezekiel said, idols. Remove from us the idols. Remove for us the treasures that we have stored up in our heart that keep us from being like you. Woo! If we have treasured anxiety, woo! Normalized it, creating an idol to it. Woo! We need you to remove it today. Your word says be anxious for nothing, meaning you didn't create us to be anxious. If we have treasured fear over faith, woo, meaning all we do is look at what's going to happen wrong. My God. remove that treasure from us. Lord, some of us worry is causing us to get weary. Woo! My God, keep us from muttering that same thing again. My God. Lord, do a new thing. Don't let the word of God be rhetoric in our life. Let us reflect on what you are saying today. Let us hear you. Woo! My God, if anger is what we treasure, treasure being mad. And it's made us mean. And that is how you get the God. We treasure being mean. We made it an idol. We hold on to it. Woo! Remove that from our heart. If offense is something, my God, and we mutter and we look for it, walk into the room looking for someone to offend us. Do a new thing in our heart. Do a new thing in our heart. God, do a new thing in our heart. Woo! Do a new thing in our heart. Speak to our heart this morning, Lord. Remove the scales. Remove the excuses. Remove the complacency. Woo! Remove the justification. Take away all the whys. And do a new thing in our heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for that, Avery. You're going to make me cry. Thank you for that, Avery. Avery gave us Psalms 107 and 20. He sent his word and healed them. This was a word assigned to heal you today. Let it heal you. Don't. Your heart got to be right. Some of y'all been believing God for marriage. But if you don't do this thing don't get right in your heart. The old you going to show up in the new marriage. Some of y'all been asking for supervisory. Lord, put me in a supervision position. Let me be a supervisor. But can I tell you something? If the old you goes with it, you will not be the supervisor that God calls you to be. You need friendships and relationships in your business to excel and do well. But if he don't do a new thing in your heart, there are things that have been camping out in your heart that you need to release today. Every situation needs to be handled from the perspective of the kingdom. And the Holy Spirit is to help you do it all. You don't have to do it by yourself. Lord, let my tongue, woo, be learned. Don't let me have an automatic response. Help my old feelings not to get in the way. Heal my soul hurts. Woo! The things that I've committed to, the things that I've just said, oh, it is the way it is. Go deep in that thing today. Go deep in that thing today. Go deep in that thing today. My God, go deep in that thing today. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on. Let me give you confessions. Woo! Clean it up, Lord. Clean it up, Lord. Clean it up, Lord. Clean it up, Lord. Show us the things that we are muttered. Woo! Clean it up, Lord. Clean it up, Lord. Clean it up, Lord. Clean it up, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Can I tell you something? You deserve a kingdom to be free in your heart. It says free, free indeed. That's kingdom. A kingdom come, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. His will on earth is that your heart be healed, healthy, and whole. Ooh. Disappointment. If I've treasured it, if I've repeated it, if that's all I speak on, woo, release today. Come on, sorry. 4/1/24, we wrote this out. This is the beginning of my new year. I'm claiming it. I'm announcing it. All things new. I'm complete. Have these for y'all this week. I'm completely made over. My mindset is new. My future is calling. I may bend, but I won't break. I know my purpose. I have so much clarity. I'm secure in God's love. The love of God determines I win. Christ died for what I couldn't overcome. My victory is in God's hand. I walk differently. I talk differently. I have empathy and wisdom for decision making. Come on, open your mouth. This is what's going to clean up your heart. Your confessions get ready to clean up your heart. You can't leave your mouth closed. Even when you convicted, can't leave closed. That's what we tend to do. We so stunned. No, open your mouth. Your confessions are what cleans out your heart. I have so much clarity. I'm secure in God's love. The love of God determines I win. Christ died for what I could become. My victory is in God's hands. I walk differently. I talk differently. I have insight, clarity, and wisdom for decision making. I am bold in the things of God. Jesus makes all things new. My past doesn't determine my purpose. I'm an overcomer. I'm more than a conqueror. I see myself successful. I see myself prosperous. I live in total victory. God fights for me. My spiritual sight is 20/20. Doors are opening for me. I discern the times. Everything I put my... Can I tell y'all something? When we say doors opening for me, imagine if you're the person that's muttered or held on to disappointment. Then probably the thing you think in your heart that has become a treasure is nothing good ever happens for me. So we getting ready to reset that thing. Woo! No, doors are opening for me. Come on, doors are opening for me. Doors are opening for me. My God, this won't be the same as last season because doors are opening for me. My God, I discern the times. Everything I put my hands to prospers. God is for me. No weapon formed against me will work. Joy is my portion. Peace is my portion. Love is my portion. I'm living my best life. My tongue creates life for me. I have self-control. I can wait patiently. Grace abounds towards me. I'm not moved by what I see. Angels go do my bidding in Jesus' name. My name is spoken in the places it needs to be. The Holy Spirit advocates for me. My life is a reflection of the kingdom of heaven. I have authority over principalities, rulers of darkness, because Jesus conquered those things. I will win. My future is bright. I am well loved and respected. I lean into the wisdom of God. I trust God with all my heart. I'm kind and gentle. I'm meek. I keep the peace. I have a sound mind. My mind is the mind of Christ. I win. I win. I when I love shalom of God, nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. Lord, thank you that we will not get robbed of this word. If the Lord places it in your heart to partner with this ministry to give, go to our website, lmjministries.org, and you can see all the ways to give there, the ways we serve our community. We've been helping with the scholarship, just the different ways you can go there if the Lord places you to partner with us. Lord, I thank you that you are doubling what they are giving today. Woo! I thank you, Lord God, if they don't have seed to sow, that you will give them seed to sow. I thank you, Father God, that their harvest is plenty. Can I tell y'all something? I told my girls yesterday, I said, you got to understand that your seed, one seed is multiplied when it comes to harvest. So when I sow one seed, it can impact thousands of generations. If you plant one apple tree, the seeds from the apple tree is what create other seeds. So I don't think your seed is little. Your seed is harvest and it multiplies. No matter how small you think it is, it's harvest and it multiplies. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. But God loves you so much more. Do me a favor. Go be loved today. Let someone else experience the love of God through you. And I see you back here in the morning. Woo! 6 a.m. Love, peace, and blessings. Woo!